You found Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Primetime Action, Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Glad you could join us tonight from the South Point. That's where we're coming. Okay, a few things happening. Teddy Bridgewater, pick to stop the Broncos' drive, and now the Browns doing their thing again at midfield, up 10-0, 12:15 left in the second quarter. Meanwhile, at Chavez Ravine, the second inning becoming a nightmare for Max Fried. Solo shot from A.J. Pollock to cut the Braves lead to 2-1. Then Albert Pujols with a single, and I quipped. Matt, I quipped because I like to quip. I was like, wait, do you pinch run for him at first with nobody out? Didn't matter. Chris Taylor deposited it. The next pitch from Max Fried, first pitch of the at-bat into the left field sort of gap area there, out there. I don't know if that was the bullpen or not. And it's 3-2 Dodgers, and then Cody Bellinger with the single. So four Dodgers have reached already to start this inning. Nobody out, and it's 3-2 Dodgers now. They take a lead. Again, must-win situation or else their season is donezo.
It's not banked yet, so you can't cash your ticket because you can always lose yardage. But Dearness Johnson already at 59 yards over his yardage total with 11 minutes and 32 seconds left in the second quarter for this. Your rushers for Cleveland tonight, just as we all thought as we headed into week seven. Case Keenum, 1 for 2 yards. Johnny Stanton, 1 for 2 yards. D'Ernest Johnson, 7 for 59. John Kelly, that's a real person who plays football, 2 for 13. And Demetric Felton, 2 for 13.
We literally, like, the Kelly run? I was like, who is that?
I've mixed up numbers so many times already on this.
I was like, who's 41 on the Browns?
Well, we're looking at Felton. We see that he was a sixth-round pick in the draft this past year. We were joking, like, on break, we were going, he gets drafted, and he's probably like, anybody but the Browns. They've
right.
got Ryan. They've
right.
got Chubb. I'm never going to get any carries.
That's
whatever.
Right.
And he's getting meaningful carries in week 7 of the NFL.
But, I mean, a little bit of this makes you go, well, their offensive line just must be, I mean, good for any human being back there. Kelly, you might get 100 yards tonight.
I might. You know what? I even joked about that yesterday, too.
Get a score update.
Plug me in. Let's go, coach.
I mean, one guy named Kelly already has 2 carries for 13
That's
yards.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So there we have it.
We got some other sports going on. Let's update some stuff. Kelly, what do you got?
Yeah, live number in this the football game right now is 8.5 right before this 3rd and 13.
Keenum here. To throw. Got time. Goes deep. No. Oh, no. That's well covered. Oh. Incomplete. Intended receiver?
Good.
Peoples-Jones? No, who is that? Who's 10?
I don't even know.
Who is that?
Anyways, live numbers. Browns 8.5, 40.5. So we're still at that 40.5 total. Over in the baseball game, that is 3-2 Dodgers. Shorts. Bottom of the second inning, the Dodgers minus 350 right now, plus 250 on the Braves. 11.5 is your live total there. And then the NBA games we've got going on. Hawks all over the Mavericks, 73-55. Atlanta, 13.5-point live favorite, 203.5 live total. The Heat up 20 on the Bucks, 53-33, 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Heat, 13.5-point live favorites, 224.5 is the live total. If you wanted to get it, you can still get that 7-1 money line, Gil, on the Bucks if you wanted it.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I think you're okay. And then NHL going on. We've got the Islanders and Blue Jackets tied up at 2, 13.5 minutes remaining in the third period.
What's that ooh for?
Yeah, I don't know. You got excited about the NHL.
Yeah.
Capitals up on the Devils, 3-0.
Talk more ice soccer.
Panthers up on the Avalanche, 3-1, 18 minutes remaining in the third period. If you wanted to get in live on the Avalanche, you can get 7-1. 6.5 is the live total. The Sharks up on the Senators, 2-1, end of the second. Sharks minus 380 live, Senators plus 290, 5.5 live total. Hurricanes lead the Canadians 2-1, 18 minutes remaining in the game there. Hurricanes minus 380, Canadians plus 290, 5.5 the total. Flames up on the Red Wings 2-0, 4 minutes remaining in the second period. Red Wings plus 750 live, if you wanted to hop in, 4.5 the live total. Rangers up on the Predators 1-0, end of the first period. Rangers minus 230 live. The Predators plus 185 and 5.5 your live total. Ducks and Jets all tied up at 1, 19 minutes remaining in the second. Jets minus 170, Ducks plus 140 and 6.5 live total. Canucks and Blackhawks all tied at 1:10 minutes remaining in the first period. Blackhawks a -140 live favorite. Canucks +110, 7.5. Total shaded to the under.
Kelly, go ahead and tear up that Luka Doncic MVP ticket. 3 of 12 from the floor.
4 of 13 now from the floor.
1 of 6 from deep.
It's terrible.
Get rid of this guy.
I mean, he is playing against the best team in the NBA, so let's cut him some slack, you know?
The Hawks.
The Hawks.
Jason Kidd already having an effect. Not a good
yes,
one.
4 of 13 from the floor for Luka. Your ticket is garbage. You might as well just throw, you know, try to sell. You gotta sell that on Prop Swap.
Prop swap it right now.
Yeah, you gotta prop swap that thing out for and just get a couple bucks for it.
Want my money back?
Yeah, get your money back for it.
There's college football going on too. I'm sorry, SMU up on Tulane, 31-7, beginning of the third quarter. SMU 27.5-point live favorite, 69.5 live total. Ooh la la, up on Arkansas State, 14-10, beginning of the third. Louisiana Lafayette, 10.5-point live favorite, 56.5 live total. And Charlotte up on FAU, 9-7 in the third. Charlotte is FAU's a 2.5-point live favorite, 43.5 live total.
Jeez, that was a thorough update.
Right?
Mookie just got under one.
It's not summertime anymore, Gil.
Tell me more, Kelly. Is there anything else happening out there?
You
want
to just kill the whole segment?
Yeah, is there anything else you can talk about?
Jeez. Let's see. Cricket.
No, it's not live right now.
Yeah.
Mookie just got under one, so a little good fortune for Max Fried. But then Max Fried just beamed Trey Turner.
Let's see how he reacts.
Boom. Hit him in the head. Ouch. Hit him in the humerus.
All right, the humerus?
Pretty much.
Once again, that's this bone right here.
Yeah, that's where he hit him. Right there. Runners at first and second now for the Dodgers. Again, they've already taken the lead 3-2 here, but two down in the bottom of the second. Wow. By the way, that was Anthony Schwartz on the attempted pass by Case Keenum that went incomplete. Anthony Schwartz, the speedster from Auburn. The reason I know that is because I tried to claim him many times via Google.
And then you were like,
And then I realized, not one of us. So the Broncos pinned way back now, and they had, I would imagine, was a false start. I didn't see what the penalty was, but they have a 1st and 15 now inside the 5-yard line, and the first play only delivered 0 yards. So 2nd and 15 now for the Broncos, down 10-0, and their one matriculation down the field ended in a Teddy Bridgewater pick.
It has been an interesting little quarter and 5 minutes here for this Broncos team. It does not look like they have figured out any sort of anything to try and move the ball down the field.
Well, they had a pretty good drive that last time. Here's Teddy Bear now, 2nd and 15.
Oh, no screen play.
Dump
There's
off. A screen.
Yeah, that's not going to go very far. 5 yards. Gets 5 yards back, so it'll be 3rd and long again for the Broncos. 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
In the Chile Premier League.
There you go.
There you go.
Cobresal up on Union La Calera, 2-1.
Jeez.
I also looked at the Moscow Liga Pro table tennis action. Vladislav Shakur and Evgeny Ilyushenko.
Nailed it.
Anyways, 13-11. I don't know what they play to. So
25,
is that right?
Oh, really?
I think.
Why did we play to 21 when we were kids? Well, we played 21.
Maybe it's 21.
Did we just make up a number?
Probably. It was probably just an arbitrary number that we just made up.
Going to be 4th and 3 at their own 20 for the Broncos. And the Broncos will have to punt it again.
Okay, so it's slowed down for you here.
You know what is
the
actually?
The total's fine, but we need the Broncos to show a pulse.
Yeah, we need some points. You know what is actually live right now, Matt? We didn't do anything with it this week. Golf. The Zozo Championship is actually live right now. Matsuyama, he's tied for the lead.
It's over in Japan.
I was going to go through the whole scoreboard.
But. Yeah, so it was one of those where they got done here in Vegas, and some of them just packed right up and headed over to Japan to play in that thing.
Neiman played both those tournaments here. He's 2 shots off the lead.
Yeah.
Clippers-Warriors tonight, boys. Any thoughts on that? Any pre-flop?
Man, I would it's not one I'm fully interested in, but I would lean the Clippers way. I think that's a team that's going to be just with Kawhi out, I think they're going to be undervalued a little bit to start this year. That was a little bit of what I said with Blazers last night. Blazers, I think, look to be overvalued beginning of the year. Clippers are a team I'm probably going to look to target to actually bet on. Blazers against, Clippers on. I think you've got Paul George. I'm fully confident he can carry this team for a bit. And the one thing to keep in mind is when Reggie Jackson came there, that was a bit, it's a big thing was because of the friendship that they have and on-court chemistry. I think you could see a big night from Reggie Jackson and a big season for Reggie Jackson while Kawhi's out.
Gil, you probably actually weren't watching the game last night, but a situation that we will scream about multiple times here on the show over the course of the NBA season last night. Kings up three. Luke Walton allows Damian Lillard to get off a three-pointer and didn't foul him. I mean, it didn't go in, but still, it's process here.
Like the Knicks did it. Tom Thibodeau, they didn't foul.
Same thing. We want the process here. And again, with these teams that we're betting on, we want to make sure that a coach is sharp enough to know you don't let Damian, of all people, get off a three.
People have listened to a numbers game for years. They know that's my biggest NBA bugaboo.
I will say in the Knicks-Celtics was a little different because that the Knicks defense was already a disaster. Like, they almost didn't even have a chance to foul Marcus Smart on that play. But on that one, Matt, I was sitting there watching that thinking the same thing. Now, Damian Lillard, I don't think had even hit a three all night or maybe one up to that point.
It doesn't matter. It's Dame
time. But still, doesn't matter. It's Damian Lillard. Foul him every time.
I believe there's a name for that.
I know Isaiah followed along. I didn't actually bet it, but I said Kings plus seven, money line. I didn't bet it, but Isaiah did.
Coaches, foul up three, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Foul.
Especially if it's Damian Lillard. If you are on this side of the logo, he's dangerous.
There's a time named after him.
Yes.
There's a time named after him.
Seriously.
Seriously. Does anybody name a time after you, Kelly?
No.
Never will be.
Matt time? No,
I don't think so. Matt time. There's 4 million trillion mats, and no one will know what time it was. So all these mats around everywhere. There's only one Dame. One Dame time.
Dodgers up 3-2. Browns up 10-0. Hey, Bronco, anytime you're ready. Coming back, VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The NBA season might have tipped off. Yeah, it might have. But there's still time to grab your copy of VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. It has strategies, predictions, and best bets, the trifecta. To stay ahead of the odds makers, our hoops experts, including Jonathan Von Tobel, provide strategy and advice as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. It's a digital guide, and it is fabulous. It's a must-have. Give yourself a betting edge this season. Get your copy now. Only $9.99 U.S.
$12.35 Canadian.
At VSiN.com/subscribe.
I read, I would say, 90% of the thing. JVT.
Did you buy it in Canadian or American dollars?
No, I didn't pay anything. Yeah.
Whoa, humble brag over there.
What?
Look at this guy.
Wow.
Look at this guy. I didn't pay anything for it.
So many perks. Hey,
when you work at VSiN, you get big things for free. We all know that. But anyways, JVT, every year it's gotten better and better. It is an incredible read. Anybody betting the NBA, you should read it. Adam Burke with an excellent article on there and kind of 3-D and how much more impactful it's become over the years, just percentage-wise. Fantastic stuff. Go get it.
Adam Burke, anything he writes is fantastic.
It really is.
Did you print it out or did you read it, where'd you read it?
Electronically.
You just read it on your computer screen? Yeah. It's hard for me to do, Gil.
Well, it's a digital guide, man.
I know, but I mean, I need...
I hear you.
For me to read multiple pages, I need a physical.
What happens? Your eyes get all funky.
Yeah, you know, or fall asleep, or I start surfing the web or something. You know,
gets distracted.
You know, it's just you get to that third page and you're kind of all like, oh well, let's see what's going on.
See, for this one, I liked it though because there's definitely teams I knew better than others, right? So I kind of was like, okay, yeah, I got you. Good points, JVT, but I know this. Let me skip through this one, and then it's like, oh, this I did not know this. Good point, JVT.
Yeah. It's like I try to read the stuff, and I'm like, oh, someone tweeted a picture of a baby giraffe. And then the next thing you know, I'm like watching a baby giraffe walk around and stuff. And so it's hard for me to stay the focused on the digital.
Matt Hummingbird Brown.
Who can resist a baby giraffe?
Seriously, though. Yeah. Aren't those things?
Freddie Freeman, man.
If I could shrink any animal down and have it as a pet.
Well, baby giraffe?
That's what it'd be. If I could just shrink any animal down.
No, he wants a full-size giraffe just shrunk.
If you could have any animal like the size of a Labrador Retriever as a pet,
you know,
just shrink down.
It's a really solid choice.
Either that or a hippo, one of the two. If you had a hippo on a leash walking around.
I mean, come on, an elephant? Awesome. You wouldn't go elephant over hippo?
Here's the thing. You're always shrinking something down. You're never blowing something up because blowing something up makes that thing terrifying. Like, it makes it like it's cute when it's like a small giraffe or a hippo or something. Like, yeah. Like a giant fire ant, and you'd be like, no, you're walking around like the most terrifying thing unknown to man.
Or like a giant parrot, giant hamster. Like, yeah, that's exactly. Terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrifying. Shrink a giraffe, though, huh?
Yeah.
Man, the weird insights into
it's a good one, though,
right?
Brain. Giraffe or what would you go? Hippo?
Hippo for sure. Hippo, over giraffe. Hippo. I don't know why you'd want a baby giraffe. Kind of defeats the purpose of a giraffe, right?
I kind of like the idea. It's creative.
Why? So it's got legs are going to be literally this big.
I like baby elephant, though, too. Like a baby elephant, that'd be cool. Dog-sized elephant?
Yeah, like a lab-sized elephant.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. We're not blowing anything up, though, I think is what we're getting out of this conversation.
Because
that makes the thing just
blown
terrifying.
Up snake?
Yeah, horrible.
Got a third down. Got a third down here for the Browns, 3rd and 9, 4:25 left of the second quarter. How about making a stop, Denver Broncos? How about it?
Kind of big for some.
Keenum, 11 of 16 for 112 at this point in the game. 10-0 Browns. And for those of us who have the Broncos in a teaser leg, with the Browns having the ball at the 33-yard line, we need a stop. Keenum and shotgun, empty backfield. Maybe some pressure? There is some pressure, but no. Screen.
Oh, and he
first
gets
down.
There's Njoku.
Njoku, a little tight end screen there.
What a...
I feel like there's going to be a lot of props I regret not betting tonight.
Too easy for the Browns tonight. Too easy. Or, you know, the real mistake was we got involved at all.
Yeah.
That's the real mistake.
But you know what? You know, like, in all seriousness, this is where... Like, we talked about it before the game started. All bets are not created equal. None of us bet this as large as we normally bet most of the teasers that we talk about.
I bought off mine. That's how much I was scared. That's how scared I was of the whole thing. Just to let you know, like, how much conviction I had in the deal. Like, it was just all right.
Case Keenum is, like, even just...
I feel like he's playing with fire, though. It looks like he's... Wiggling that ball around, like it feels like a strip sack is coming at any minute.
Heat by 29 at the half. 72-43 over
Let's
the Bucks.
Let's go. Whew. South Florida flu. Giannis up to 8 points.
There you go.
But that 21.5.
A lot of blowouts here.
I want live props so bad.
Atlanta beating Jason Kidd by 20. 10 minutes left in the ballgame. 88-68.
See, here's the thing. Once we get all these things here, like, I'm going to lose. Like, how much money are you going to lose on same game parlays? Like, we're going to have a billion going. I feel like I'm going to lose a ton of money on those, but live props, I feel like we'd kill.
I read that the excerpt from the article you sent us on the numbers game this morning. The notion that 20% of all bets are on those things.
Fascinating, right?
20%.
20% of handle.
I was having a conversation with Crackman about it, Bill Krakenberger. I was saying, the question is, you know, are you okay with being robbed of your proper payout?
Exactly.
The calculus. If you're okay with that, okay. Right? There's a reason why they're advertised greatly, because they know they're not giving you your proper bang for your buck. But do you make the trade-off because you get to bet them, period?
Where you were not allowed to.
Where you were not allowed
past.
To.
And we brought that up weeks ago. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, for most of the time, again, like, it depends what you're betting, depends what the same game parlay is. But I think more times than not, yes, I'm okay with that. And but you have to understand.
You have to understand.
You're right. You have to know that you're not getting the odds that you should be getting.
That's right.
But nobody else has offered you this.
There are a few games a year where I feel like I've got a really good understanding of how the game is going to play out, right? And then I would feel super comfortable then at that point, understanding that, yes, I might be losing a little bit here. But in order to be able to make a bet that, one, I've never been able to make in the 20 years plus that I've been doing this, right? Because they wouldn't allow you to do such a thing, because it's not the greatest thing if they allow you to make correlated bets for them, right? I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world. And so, you know, yeah, it would be, I would love to do this. None of it's available here. We were talking about this last night. There's a reason why Jersey has $1 billion in handle last month. It'll probably surpass that this month with everything that's going on.
It's such a great primetime action conversation, because we are very open about our openness about, we're very open about letting people bet as they please.
Yes.
And that sometimes it is not going to be the way that the most professional bettor would like you to bet. It will make their heads explode off their body to know that they're not getting the proper bang for your buck on the parlays. But we just have to sort of, we're trying to toe this middle ground. We're like, okay, listen, that's your opinion. We get where you're coming from, but that's not how the world is working. Mm-hmm. And the world is working that if you get the opportunity to bet these kinds of things, if there is correlation, there's going to be millions of people who are going to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. There will inevitably be people who are ignorant to it. Yes, those people you should protect and say, hey, just so you know, you're getting robbed a little bit of the top here. Robbed is my word.
Yeah.
Right? You're getting a reduced payout.
It is. Yeah.
But it's okay. You have to be okay in the world that some people will be okay with it. Yeah. You just do.
Well, it's an interesting thing, too, just my background, coming from poker, coming from DFS. And like there's different styles to playing poker. Some guys are super aggressive.
Sure.
Some guys are super tight. Some guys, even in DFS, some guys embrace incredible variance where other guys want to play it a little bit more close to the vest and stuff.
Nitty.
There are guys who literally will roster, the most highly volatile players there is, and they're fine losing 4 weeks in a row, and then finally when that highly volatile lineup hits, then they make a bunch of money. Like, there's different styles, all this stuff. But then when it comes to sports betting, it's like, you want to try to talk about you have a different style? Like, no, you're wrong.
Right.
Like, you're doing it wrong. You're not doing it the right way. And it's like, man, there's different styles in all kinds of forms of gambling and things. Like, why can't there be different styles in this? Why does it have to be this way or you're doing it wrong?
Some people can't break out of their construct, mm-hmm. right? Or let's say they're the most mathematically oriented. It's math, so it is what it is. They take that very hard line approach, and okay, I respect that you take that approach. But you have to respect that there are different people in this world who just have a different value system than you do. And I just think it's an interesting thing. And obviously,
watch Beckham fall down here, real quick.
I know, I saw.
Oh, it hit him. I thought the corner dropped.
It hit him in the hip. Yeah, he fell and then it hit him in the side.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Gil, but I'll say, like the same game parlay stuff, I mean, we've hit to the point where, I sent you guys that article yesterday, and then we got a tweet before the show, hey, will you guys give me a same game parlay? Like, look at one, let me see what you know you like. First time we've ever seen that on this show, and I have a feeling it's not going to be the last time.
People rolled through, sent me like 20 examples of it this morning when we were having that conversation. 41-yard attempt for Chase McLaughlin. And
blocked.
Oh! There you go. Let it go out of bounds. Don't touch it. Don't do anything stupid. 10-0, it remains. 150 left
Undertaker
in the second quarter.
Coming up right there.
Now remember, it doesn't appear in the box score as a turnover, but you know what happens with missed field goals. An oportunidad, for those listening in Spanish.
Oh,
nice
big
block
old
there.
Paw on it.
Lead off single for the Dodgers in the third off Max Fried.
Oof.
By the way, leaflet as well.
My little stat here of him going 6+ every game since July the 28th might be coming to a halt.
Yeah.
I might have jinxed it.
He's getting tagged.
Jonks.
Max Fried is getting tagged. 3-2 Dodgers. Bottom of the third. Actually, one out in the bottom of the third. Watching that, and 10-0, I believe the Broncos have just had life breathed into them. Our teaser suddenly looks alive again. We'll come back. Among other things, we'll take a look at the NFL Sunday, or this Sunday's highest scoring team, and Circa contest lines. Let's look at those. Those came out today. Next, on VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on Primetime Action, somebody tweeted, by the way, this is Dr. Leo Marvin. He said Mary Hart sold her tickets. She didn't even show up. She gave up on the Dodgers already.
Oh.
Is that right? Mary Hart? Daisy Fuentes wouldn't have done that.
They're up 4-2. Look what she's missing.
Huh. Trying to think of old Entertainment Tonight hosts.
I mean, listen. I think it's probably we're going for a pretty penny, though.
She's like, we're down 3-1. I'll sell them? Really? Hey, she show her face back there again. They get to the World Series. We're back for a game. We're back for, we'll be back in the World Series, of course. 4-2 now, Dodgers. I had my head turned. They got another run.
Uh-oh. The only good thing
here
about
come the team. Dodgers, Matt.
The only good thing about the Dodgers making it, if the Astros were to continue to go ahead and make it as well, is that one of the two of us will just be, it will be happy with the end result.
Yes.
Like that, there's at least that.
Yes.
And if the Dodgers make it, I will, who knows what kind of, maybe I'll come back in on the Astros. Who knows?
Chris Taylor with another RBI single. He knocks in a run. So 4-2 Dodgers, runners at first and second, one out. Fried still in there for the Atlanta
Braves. Would you say
Braves.
Laboring?
Oh, he's been laboring all
he's
night.
Laboring.
It's been a rough night for him. Just getting hit, beat up pretty good. Hey, Atlanta's up by 27 now themselves. These NBA blowouts the first couple nights have been ridiculous. 4:25 left in that
one. Kelly, what's the problem here?
I just saw a tweet that Van Gundy said on the broadcast that DeAndre Hunter is guarding Luka Doncic better than any human being ever has on the planet. Not a direct quote.
What do you mean? You just put words in his mouth?
No, he said he's the best defender he's seen guard Luka so far in his career.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, Luka, 18-11-7.
Let's look at some Circa million lines, shall we? Circa putting out their contest lines today. Let's see if there's any shenanigans or not. Browns, by the way, were 1.5 there. Looking.
Let's see. This week is still the stink.
Kosher.
Whenever you look at this,
they're all kosher. Chiefs 4.5 at the Titans. Page change, please.
All right, Matt. What was your recommendation for me again? I just got to pick the tightly lined games. That's what I'm gonna have to do.
I mean, pretty much.
To come up with 5 picks in this? Oh yeah, man.
This is brutal. This is gonna be brutal.
Let's put it this way. Which of the huge dogs do you think is the most likely to cover? And which is the least likely?
Well, it depends on what they put this. Let's look at the second page. Because
page change, please.
What are we getting? See, 18.5. Yeah. I understand it's the Texans. 18.5
points. I took them as one of my plays on the Megapod today because you just have to.
Like, it's 18.5 yeah, points, man, in an NFL football game.
Give me that.
I'd rather that than the Lions.
Also, there
and
is,
what's the
again,
other one?
Bears.
We say it's very hard for us to handicap motivation. However, there is at least a fair amount of motivation, if there is even somewhat of a lingering injury going on with Kyler Murray, right?
You're not, this is a look-ahead spot.
You get him out of there. This is a letdown look-ahead.
Letdown look-ahead sandwich
Packers
spot.
Packers next
this
week.
This is a letdown look-ahead sandwich
spot.
Sandwich
yes.
spot.
All of these, yes. This is, but seriously, though, if you look, I mean, Cardinals have a couple of guys that have just been kind of dinged up on and off the injury report here and there and all that. Like, it doesn't make a ton of sense for them to keep the foot on the gas the whole time, right? Like, that doesn't make a ton of sense for this team. If Kyler Murray even has the slightest thing wrong with his shoulder at all,
yeah,
you got to get him out of there as soon as you feel comfortable that the game is in hand.
The only team that has really blown out the Texans were the Bills, 40-0. And I know people are going to be, what are you talking about? They lost to the Colts 31-3 last week. Yeah, it was 10-3 in the third quarter, and then that, you know, in deep in their own territory pick from Davis Mills that Darius Leonard picked, and then they had the 84-yard run. And that game got out of hand, and it really wasn't. And for those of us who had the Colts and Survivor, it wasn't very fun for about a half and some change. So I don't know. 18.5 points, I'll take the points. Give me them.
18.5 is an incredibly large amount of points, again, for a team that I do believe has motivation to get some guys on the sideline, get them some rest, and not take any chances whatsoever.
This is not good, Matt.
Yeah, is this Von Miller coming
Von
off?
Miller.
That's cool.
With Von Miller.
He ran in. Oh no, that's a knee thing.
His teammate and his legs locked in a very awkward way, and Von Miller got the worst of it, and that is not a pretty replay.
And not a pretty walk-off either.
And it took him about 2 minutes to get off the field in his own power. That is not good. 47 seconds left, and the Broncos did not need that. 47 seconds left, Browns ball, 2nd and 12, up 10-0. And the Browns still have a full allotment of timeouts, so we may be here. Oh, but they're deep in their own territory, so if they do get a first down, we could be here a while with the full allotment of timeouts, but we'll see.
On that first page, there's the 15-point game with the Rams and the Lions. Do you think at all Sean McVay has it in him where he just wants to completely embarrass Jared Goff? Like, beat them so badly that they have to pull him in the middle of the game in L.A., in front of his old fans and in front of his old teammates and everything and that stuff.
I'll answer your question. I don't get that sense. I mean, I don't know that he has that sort of strain. Do you?
And there's the shoulder for Odell,
and
like
now
we said.
Odell landed on his shoulder.
Man,
and
last minute, it's getting ugly.
Yeah, because he dove for a ball that he did not catch and lands on the right shoulder.
And immediately just crawled to the sideline.
Yeah. Well, he stayed on the sideline.
Matt can call the under on his props.
Ooh. Yeah, laid out, and he's being tended to on the sidelines, and it's a 3rd and 12 for it. So Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. on consecutive plays. Von definitely looks like he's done for the night. I'll make that call. As far as Odell, who knows? But we'll see. He's getting 10 to 0 on Case Keenum. Case Keenum.
Magician.
Just matadored.
Look at that. That.
So, just avoided a sack.
Hey, guys, sneaky athletic is what they're going to say on the broadcast right now.
So I'm obsessed with intentional grounding because it drives me nuts so many times when they throw it way out of bounds. This was unbelievable play by Hooper coming back to the ball enough for that not to get called.
Well, you know what, though? Case Keenum had his head up. He was facing him. I mean, there's no intentional grounding there.
But he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. He didn't get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. So Hooper was in the vicinity enough.
You don't think he got it back to the line
of scrimmage? No, he didn't. I was watching it because I thought they were going to call it. And then Hooper kind of came in out of nowhere.
Broncos may end up with good field position. We'll find out after this punt. But less than 30. Oh, no, they're not going to get it. That's a hell of a punt. What a punt. Fielded way back at the 18 and only returned to the 29. So with 23 seconds left, the Broncos might as well just eat it here for the rest of the half and regroup.
Who had ball first?
Browns did.
Browns.
Matriculated right down the field.
Y'all aren't buying into my Rams that McVay wants to just embarrass Jared Goff.
After this exchange in the media this week, actually, no. I don't believe that. Because he even kind of apologized for how things went down.
Well, I mean, what's he going to say? What's he going to say?
But I mean,
I don't know.
He's a little diabolical. You know what? My Sean McVay's a little diabolical behind the scenes, and he wants to make Jared Goff cry in L.A. in front of everybody. So I'm going. I think the Rams at 15 might be on my card.
I don't sense that. I could be wrong.
That's the make Jared Goff cry spot.
That's right. There's that spot.
Yeah. Those prove spots, that the trade was worth it spot.
Those spots don't come on very often.
That's the prove that the trade was worth it spot.
Oh, forget it. Teddy's going to air it out. Not even close.
Oh, boy.
Not even close.
Should have been offensive pass interference.
Oh, they threw a flag.
Should have been offensive pass interference for sure.
Oh, offense you think it was. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, they're already clapping.
What a bailout flag that would have been. First of all, they're shooting.
Grabs his arm and pull him out of bounds.
You're not going to intercept that.
Wait a minute. Was that interference or was that just some other kind of foul?
It's OPI because the guy could intercept the ball.
First of all, the ball was uncatchable for both. Mm-hmm. It was out of bounds. I was like, why are you even bothering? Anyway, eat it.
Well, there'll at least be one, I guess, that we match on across the board, but this could be interesting.
I should say what I'm planning.
Oh, right. We shouldn't talk about that. We're like telling where our picks are going to be. Tomorrow night, in case you missed it, Friday nights here on Prime
Time. It matters that much. But
Vaughn Miller's walking a little better now on the sidelines.
He might got us some of that good.
Some of the good?
Yeah.
First and 20.
What
are you doing? Like, Teddy's in shotgun again with six. No, just hand the ball.
Like, get out of here.
What are you doing? Why are you even running a play? Kneel on it. Anyway,
especially since that's the play call.
Yeah, what are you doing? Go to the locker room. All right, we're done.
Two first downs for the Broncos the whole half.
Ugh.
Yeah. And the Browns had four on their first drive. 10-0, we go to the locker room. Browns up in a game that after that first drive, you're like, oh, no, the under's looking bad. Now it's a stone cold under.
Live total of 30.5 points.
4-2 Dodgers at the end, middle of the fourth inning. Dodgers looking good right now. To try to, again, a lot of baseball to be played, but to try to get this series back to Atlanta for Game 6. How about the Red Sox and the Astros Game 6 tomorrow night? Any thoughts on that? Any plays, or are you just riding your ticket?
Just rolling.
I don't blame you.
I'm just going to roll. Just going to roll. I just need them to win tomorrow. Like, so the division was nice. The league championship ticket is a good one. So that'll be a good one.
80-49 Heat. 8:33 left. Atlanta with 30 seconds left. Up on Dallas by 29. Your National Basketball Association blowouts from the start. We'll come back. Highest scoring team on Sunday in the NFL and lowest scoring team on Sunday. You can bet on it. We'll look at it next. VSiN's Primetime Action.
Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Once again, the Sports Betting National Championship is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long. Who's going to be down there? Brady and Femi will be down there? in New Jersey, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more information and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Watching some football, 10-0 at the half.
Some really great football.
The beginning of the stink.
Edging your seat football.
The beginning of the stink week.
Yeah.
We finally got our Thursday night clunker.
I think I need to give an on-air apology, though, right?
To
Chiefs
whom?
Number I gave out wrong. Right?
Oh, yes, you did.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Over-under on their win total is 11.5 under -130. I would still bet heavily on that.
We'd like to thank, let me give the proper, we'd like to thank John B., not that John B., not R&B John B., but John B. Y'all know R&B John B. from the 90s?
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Thank you for pointing that out. By the way, did we get the circa million number wrong on the Eagles as well?
Yeah, it's three.
It's three?
Not three and a half.
Yep. Thank you to...
Completely changes my thought on that game.
Thank you to NH Gambler 83.
It does for me. I saw that. I was like, ooh, Eagles are going to be locked in.
We're turning into PTI where we have to do an error segment.
Yeah. Kelly with the beard shirt. It's the beard shirt.
What did we get wrong?
The beard shirt, people can't concentrate. He can't concentrate. He's like, where does my neck end and the shirt begin? He doesn't know what's going on here. Like, it's crazy. The beard shirt.
Do you feel beard shamed yesterday when we had Preston on next to you?
I mean, every time, like, especially when we put in the split, I have beard envy. I mean, it's just, I can't, that's something that takes years of work.
Do you, when you go get your haircut, do you get your beard trimmed?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't say, just don't touch the beard?
Yeah, so like during the COVID times, I was like, I'm just going to let this baby go.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, kind of get it trimmed down a little bit, you know, just so you don't look too, you know, too out of control. But,
do you feel like you're prisoner to your beard at this point?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I told Preston, when Preston was on ESPN, I told him, I said, you can never shave the beard now,
man. You can't.
Like, it becomes a signature thing.
Yeah.
It does. It's a signature look, right?
You know.
Plus, you look like you're 12 when you shave your beard, right?
Yeah, but I look pretty young, yeah.
I've never shaved my face one time.
Ever in your life?
Ever. With like a straight razor.
Oh, after I was married, I've never used a razor.
Never done it one time?
Once I got divorced, I was like, I'm never using a razor again.
Man, I like it.
Live statistics here, guys. Broncos. All plays, -0.32 EPA per play, which expected points added.
Jeez, yikes.
Rush, -0.3. Pass, -0.33. Early downs, -0.05. Early rush, -0.3. Late downs, which would be third or fourth down, -1.2. Like, it has been that bad. That is how terrible this is.
Offensively, they look unprepared to play this football game.
Yes.
And Teddy, I don't know if... You know, he did throw the pick, and he does have the foot and he has the quad injuries, but I'm not so sure anybody's getting open downfield for him.
Yeah, that's a fair statement because we've been wondering, like, just throw it up, man. Like, there must be nothing there. But, man, as we stand here right now, how big is that pick? And we all missed when we were watching the baseball game.
The
we
Dodgers
didn't even see
back.
It. Yeah. They were in field goal range when he threw that. And for some of us holding +7.5 through 8.5,
we could use a field goal.
Nice. All right. But who's bitter?
Highest scoring team this weekend, this Sunday. Lowest scoring team. Let's start with the highest Sunday games in the National Football League. The Rams are the short shot against the Lions. Huge favorites, +350. Cardinals, even bigger favorites against Houston. They're +450. Buccaneers, double-digit favorites against Chicago, +550. But so, too, are the Chiefs at Tennessee. Ooh. Packers at +850. Everybody else, double digits.
I'm becoming obsessed with this market.
Really?
It's not one like we can play, but and I don't play a lot of totals, so this is more like team total side, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's value on these. Like the to me, the bet is the Chiefs. Because if it was anything like we saw last week, it might be a competitive game actually. And that's the problem. Is some of these teams at the top might not be a competitive game. The Cardinals might get to 30, and it's 30-7, and they're like, how much more do we need to do? Kyler, get out of the game.
How about the fact that the Titans are also on that board, though, against the Chiefs at 16-1?
I mean, if you were saying, I want to play that side, I can't argue with you, right? I mean, the Chiefs, best offense in the league, worst defense.
What say you, Mateo Brown?
I mean, obviously, I'm Team Rams here because let's just go ahead and say, let's say it, guys. Rams are going to go in. Make Jared Goff cry in L.A.
This was such an interesting angle.
This is the embarrassed Jared Goff game to prove that the trade was worth it, that the trade was real. Rams Rams over team total. I'll go ahead and spoil one of my plays. Rams over team total this week.
See, I don't
get that same.
I don't
sense,
get that either. Like, it'd be. I would agree with you if the Lions were maybe like doing better than they were. We thought they were going to this year, but this team doesn't have a win. Like, this is like. I feel sorry for Jared Goff.
Paul Carr, who's a Dolphins fan, does soccer for us on a numbers game. He texted me today. He's a Dolphins fan. He said, "This is the Matt Ryan revenge. You didn't draft me, Dolphins." Game 12 years later, 13 years later. You can come up with an angle for all of
these. I was going to say, he's still thinking about
he's
that.
Still like, sure. I can't believe you didn't draft me, Dolphins. Anyway, there's that.
Yeah.
Make a bet. What would you bet?
Rams.
Rams, plus 350.
Short shot. Take the favorite.
All right.
Team's terrible. I guess the only other thing we ever do is look for, is there a game that could end up being a sneaky shootout game?
Correct.
And then do you take the other side of it? So, I mean,
Chiefs-Titans would be that game.
Right, and you would take the Titans, right? So then you take the other side of it in case they were able to edge it out or something like that.
How about the Packers against the Washington football teamers? No interest, plus 850?
I mean, that would be on my short list. Wouldn't be my number one, though.
Let's go to lowest scoring team on Sunday.
Is anyone ever going to learn how to defend Devontae Adams?
No.
No?
Apparently not.
Well, it's impossible.
They're literally like Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You're the only one he throws to? Oh, okay. We'll let you catch the ball.
Yeah, it's the force just wills the ball right into his hands.
These are not, then now you would think these would be just sort of, no, actually you wouldn't. Texans plus 350 at Arizona. Bears plus 450 at Tampa Bay. The Jets make the list 6-1 at New England. Lions plus 650. And there are your Washington football teamers at 10-1 against Green Bay. Giants are also 10-1. You see the rest.
Bears are pretty interesting because the thing is, like we talked about, so that Tampa Bay team's a pass funnel. You can't run at all against that team. And Justin Fields so far has looked very, very, very shaky in the past
that
game.
That feels to me to be a really bad matchup.
See, this market, this one's got, it's like, it's one of these top four teams, right? Like, you can't. Like, you making an argument for anyone past them?
Yeah, I can't because Washington only scored 13 against the Chiefs. Like, I mean, that's so bad.
That's true.
You 13 against them.
Against the Chiefs, yeah.
But yeah, after that, I can't make a case.
Okay.
Just that first call.
The top five. Yeah. You can't make an argument on the top.
I mean, but you look at this Bears team. I mean, you know, it's... Again,
I think that's the one I do.
Because they're going to nobody's gotten anything on Tampa all year long
right.
on the ground. Like, so it's not like the Bears are going to miraculously come in and be the first team to run against them. So like, they're not going to be able to do it. And then now you have to throw the ball. It is the quintessential pass funnel in the NFL. And now it's Justin Fields having to try and he has just not looked. Like a star. I mean, look, there was a reason why everyone was crushing Matt Nagy.
I believe we have Drew Locke.
Drew Locke is holding a football.
Yeah.
Drew Locke is holding a football on the sidelines.
It looked like Teddy was walking either back to the tent or the locker room.
Did it?
He was on the sidelines, but it looked like he was walking away from the team.
We're about to find out. First,
and then Locke was, he was warming up. He had his helmet on warming up.
It's Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
Yeah, so
all safe. That.
No, Teddy looked like he was chilling, and then they showed Locke, and I don't know why they showed Locke, because I thought Teddy was playing, and he is.
He had his helmet on. Locke got his helmet on.
Christina Pink is probably
explaining
us.
It right now. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to deal with us.
But how many Thursday or Monday night games have we been in here where the third quarter has already started and we're still in here?
This game is flying by.
None.
And the Broncos.
But this is just the beginning of the stink week.
The stink. As dubbed by Matt Brown. Copyright. All right, so if you made a bet here, it would be the Bears?
I think mine would be the Bears. So the other thing I looked at, guys, some of these team totals, we'll talk about it during the previews tomorrow, but like some of these team totals are very interesting. I don't play a ton of team totals, but some of these things are very, very interesting for this week. Like trying to figure out how a team is going to get to X amount of points. Is pretty interesting this week. So we'll talk about those tomorrow.
We will indeed. Full final injury reports for teams heading into the weekend. We'll do our whole primetime action circa millions entry where each of us submits five picks. Kelly puts them together. If we match on all three, it's going to be on our entry. Match two, probably so. And the possibility of vetoes and ram-throughs. Again, get the primetime action manual available on the website for
all 36 Canadian.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be many vetoes or rams this week.
No, this would not be the week with fewer games and really ridiculous spreads as well. We got to go. 10-0 Browns, 4-2 Dodgers. Enjoy the rest of the night. You can do so with the nightcap. Tim Murray, Sean King next from Circa. Enjoy from all of us here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.